Good evening, and welcome to the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast, Black Cinema. I thought, you know, in terms of icons, I thought, let's just talk about Whoopi. Let's talk about Miss Whoopi Goldberg, born Karen Johnson. I'm not going to say the year she was born, because that's irrelevant. You know, I know that Whoopi is very vibrant, continuous. She's not only been in a lot of great movies, she was in that Beatles documentary, 8 Days a Week, the touring years, where she talks about her, they didn't have enough money, and somehow her mother got tickets for her and both of them to go see the Beatles at Shea Stadium. It was a moment that changed her life. Whoopi loved music, still does. What a career. You know, it's always good to go at the beginning, back to the beginning. And it was Mike Wallace, may he rest in peace, that discovered her, brought her to, you know, Broadway. Yeah, here we go, Fontaine.
Because it said the Anne Frank house. And I wondered, you know, if it was the same chick. You know, so I said, I'm going to go check the pad out. So I walk in, and immediately I'm hip to the fact that it's a museum. And they got a lady sitting behind the information desk. You know, she got all these pamphlets talking about the Anne Frank house and what to do and why they're there. And behind you, there were all these huge pictures that looked like they suspended in midair. And attached to these pictures are headphones. And the photos are of Amsterdam and Holland during the war. And the headphones give you the narration that goes with the sequence of the photographs. And while I was checking that and the architecture of the building, my eye was caught by a glimmer of gold off to the left. That I, you know, I felt driven, you know, to go investigate, you know. And it's funny because sitting on a wooden pedestal with claw feet encased in a see-through box was an Oscar. And I thought to myself, what the fuck is Oscar doing here? And like I read the thing, and it said presented to Miss Shelley Winters for her portrayal of Mrs. Van Damme in the movie The Diary of Anne Frank. And I looked at that and I said, get it, Shelley. Yeah, Michael, that told me Shelley wasn't on the bullshit liver writing checks and mailing them off. Told me she was a supporter of the Anne Frank house. So much so that she wouldn't ask an Anne Frank's name, huh? Turned around and mailed it to them so everybody going in and out would know she was a supporter. I thought it was really hip shit. I took my scarf off to Shelley. Yeah, ma.
And that character that Whoopi created, okay? Whoopi, originally born in New York, you know, made her way across the country, did all kinds of jobs. Beautician, bricklayer, you name it, okay? And sets herself up in the San Francisco Bay Area, where she starts to do a lot of theater, a lot of stand-up. And then Alice Walker in 1982 writes The Color Purple, wins all these book awards, a Pulitzer, and Whoopi writes to Alice Walker. And she heard that they were going to make a movie about The Color Purple. And Alice Walker wrote back and said, I am aware of you. Everyone in San Francisco is aware of you. And, you know, there, say what you will. A lot of people like to say, you know, okay, Whoopi on The View. This is Whoopi before The View. The fact that she's on The View really says something great about her career. That, you know, it's continuous. Whoopi, you know, she's been in all different facets of media, film, television, stage, stand-up, music. And here she is on The View. So it is a moment. It is a true moment. We can't take that away from Whoopi, you know? But for me, you know, this is such an amazing icon, an Academy Award winner. But, you know, with, you know, we don't really, let's not let that just, oh, you know, she's just an Oscar winner. No. She's so much more. She's a performer, stand-up. Her stand-up is funny. And when she would do the comic relief for the homeless with the late Robin Williams and Billy Crystal, she was fully aware of the impact that they had by doing those moments. And so, from Mike Nichols to Steven Spielberg's The Color Purple, her film debut, a legendary, iconic, heartbreaking, there's so much going on in The Color Purple. And Whoopi Azeli is just amazing. It's heartbreaking. You know, that is her role. She said it early on. She didn't see herself playing Seeley. She saw someone else. And Steven Spielberg, thankfully, saw Whoopi as Seeley. And it is a moment. It is a moment where this icon is born. Here's a great moment.
Until you do right by me, everything you think about is gonna crumble. Don't do it, Miss Seeley. Don't trade places. Where would I been?
To go from stand-up, and she had done drama before, and she talks about that. She had worked with an acting troupe. They went to Germany, you know, so this was nothing new for Whoopi. And The Color Purple earned her an Academy Award nomination for Best Actress. And so more films followed. We talked about it last month, Jumpin' Jack Flash, which is one of my personal favorites. Hilarious. Directed by Penny Marshall. Nothing better than that. And then, you know, Clara's Heart. That's such a good movie with her and Neil Patrick Harris. Doogie Howser. And then Whoopi does Ghost with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore. And what happens? Whoopi wins the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress. The first time in over 50 years since Hattie McDaniel won for Gone with the Wind. Too long. So when I talk about the fact that no other actress of color has won since Halle Berry in the lead category, and that it will probably be, hopefully, Viola Davis, or Audra Day, whom, you know, she could be up for Billie Holiday. 20 years compared to 50 years, still, it's a long time. And Whoopi didn't just do films. She did television. She had talk shows. This is before The View. She was doing stand-up. She was writing books. She was doing cartoons. Remember, she was one of the voices of the hyenas in The Lion King. Okay. She did Broadway. You know, a funny thing happened on the way to the Forum. She did Cinderella, where she played the mother to the prince. You know, it was a vehicle created by Deborah Chase and Whitney Houston for Disney ABC. Whoopi has been all over the map. It's a great thing. You know, but her humor, her comedy, those characters. I mean, I love, there's one that she does, if I could do it, it's really funny. You know, and let's not forget, Whoopi, when Patrick Swayze died, Whoopi said, look, I owe my Oscar to Patrick Swayze because of the chemistry between them. Because there were other actresses in the running. And Patrick said, no, I won't do it unless Whoopi does it. That says something right there. But Whoopi, she does this really great line. She's like, she's engaging the audience. That's what I love about Whoopi Goldberg. She engages the audience. That is a true artist right there, is when you engage your audience within your performance. There's a gentleman sitting there and she's like, how old are you? I'm 35. Oh, I'm going to be 7 on Wednesday. Oh, really? Happy birthday. Thank you. I'm big for my age because we live near a nuclear reactor. Mama says we all better move soon or we're going to start to glow in the dark. Yeah, that's from Fontaine. You know, that wonderful Broadway one-woman show that Mike Nichols said to her, look, I'm taking you to Broadway. She's talked about this. She was like, oh, okay. She didn't believe it. You know, it's kind of like, I'll believe it when I see it. You know, or like when they wanted her to be in The Color Purple. Oh, let's go. We'll talk to Steven Spielberg. Oh, yeah, sure. You know, yeah. It's a moment. It's a moment. You know, so many films. I mean, she's written a lot of books. I loved her book, the audiobook, too. That's when I started to love audiobooks, you know, was Whoopi's. There was so much honesty within that book. And funny, too. It's like, with Whoopi, it's always funny. It's also always moving. Whoopi did a really great film in 1999, directed by James Mangold, called Girl Interrupted. And you know that film because it has, of course, Winona Ryder and the Academy Award winning Angelina Jolie, who really stole the show. But Whoopi plays a nurse, and she has some very pivotal moments. And you know, at first they didn't want a big star, okay? And this is beautiful. This is such a great moment between Whoopi and Winona Ryder. Okay? Just hear me out. Listen to this. This is what Whoopi does best.
Where's Georgina? She's staying with Polly tonight. They're going with your cat. Did they find Lisa? Susanna. understand my disease.
But you do understand it. You spoke very clearly about it a second ago. But I think what you gotta do is put it down, put it away, put it in your notebook. But get it out of yourself. Away so you can't curl up with it anymore.
And so that is a moment, okay, that Whoopi delivers in the film. There are some really great moments in Girl Interrupted. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. In terms of black cinema, you know, and Whoopi is aware of this, and she has said this before, that getting a film made is tough. When she did Ghosts of Mississippi, where she played Medgar Evers' wife, Marley Evers, and it was with her and Alec Baldwin, you know, and oh my God, James, what's his name? He was nominated for it. If I can find it. You know, she's had a long career. I think she's going to do another Sister Act. Sister Act is such a good movie. The Ghosts of Mississippi. She plays Marley Evers. It was directed by Rob Reiner. And so James Woods was the only one who got nominated for playing the villain. And I thought that's sad. That's sad. Whoopi's career, I mean, she's done drama. She's done, you know, how Stella Got Her Groove Back is a really funny movie. She's great in it. Oh, I remember she did Alice in Wonderland. She did for TV, she was the Cheshire Cat. That's a great one. You know, you just go down the list and everything that she's done Disney. She's done, you know, she's done stand up. She just Toy Story. Yeah. The Muppets. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I mean, this is a list. She did a really great documentary on Moms Mabley. Moms Mabley was this comedian, this black comedian, and she was in her 80s, and she liked to take her teeth out and just go. And, you know, that's where Whoopi comes from, is in terms of these great stand-up comedians, where you tell a story, you create a character, you know, and also the fact that she's able, very few actors are able to command drama and comedy. Robin Williams could do it, and Whoopi could do it, where they can make you laugh and then they can make you cry. But if I had to name a film role of Whoopi's, I mean, I love Ghost. There's something special about Sister Act. You know, a nun. Well, she's not really a nun. She's posing as a nun. And then it doesn't hurt that Maggie Smith is there. Her and Maggie Smith and Kathy Najimy and... Oh, my God. And then, you know, the second one, you got Lauryn Hill. And so I think we're ready for a Sister Act 3. Oh, and let's not forget Miss Jennifer Lewis. If you don't know who Jennifer Lewis is, she is the grandmother on Black-ish. Jennifer Lewis has been around a long time. She has a really great book called The Mother of Black Hollywood. Check that book out. She is a Broadway star, film star. She played Whitney's mom and the preacher's wife. She loved Whitney. And she was in Sister Act with Whoopi. In fact, I think they had like a lounge act. And you know who else is in Sister Act with a very small supporting role? And that's Mr. Harvey Keitel. When you put Harvey Keitel in a Whoopi Goldberg film, it's like, okay, we're going for it, aren't we? This is so good. This is so good. All right, here we go. Maggie Smith and Whoopi.
Like Clarence Williams III from the Mod Squad?
Mary is in deference to our Holy Mother. Clarence is in honor of St. Clarence of Concord. There are three vows every nun must accept. The vow of poverty, the vow of obedience, and the vow of chastity.
I am out of here with that. Oh, man.
It's necessary. Good afternoon, sisters. I apologize for my tardiness. I would like you to welcome a new member to our house, Sister Mary Clarence. Mary Clarence comes to us from a somewhat progressive convent. However, she is eager to embrace a more disciplined life, and I am sure will make every effort to conform to our ways.
Out of my birth.
Would you like to be seated?
Thank you.
Says grace. Come on, come on. Now, I would be remiss if I don't talk about the film that won Whoopi that Oscar. She was very happy. You know, I think many of us wanted her to get it for The Color Purple. But she got it for a movie where she's not only moving, but really funny. Sweating and everything.
Bless you, child. Bless you.
He doesn't want to let go of the check. This is hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh my God, see, I told you. There's a reason why she didn't just win for doing the dramatic stuff. Come on. She's trying. She didn't want to let that check go. You can give $4 million to a nun. And she's sweating and she's palpitating. And it's only Whoopi can do it. You know, here we go.
What I don't understand is, why did he come back?
I don't know.
Why is he still here?
He's stuck, that's what it is. He's in between worlds. You know what happens sometimes? The spirit gets yanked out so quick that the essence still feels like it has work to do on here.
Would you stop rambling?
I don't think I'm rambling. I'm just answering a question. He's got an attitude now.
I don't have an attitude.
Yes, you do have an attitude. We have a little discussion. If you didn't have an attitude, not raise your voice to me now, would you?
God damn it, Lord.
Don't you take the Lord's name in vain with me. You understand? I don't take
would
that.
You relax.
No, you relax. You're the dead guy. You want me to help you? You better apologize. Because I don't take that from
you. I'm
leaving. Nobody talks to me like that. You understand me? Now you better apologize.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay? Now would you sit down? Please?
He's apologized.
This is the best moment. This is stuff that we all know all too well.
For word.
Yes. He wants me to tell you what he's saying word for word.
Molly, you're in danger.
And you can't just blurt it out like that and quit moving around, will you? Because you're starting to make me dizzy. I'll just tell her in my own way.
Molly,
you in danger, girl.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Now, being the icon that Whoopi is now on The View, everyone knows that. Because, you know, she either upsets people or makes people happy. I don't ever get upset by her. I think it's great that she's there. A sane voice in a world of shouting. But I would be remiss if we don't go down this path right here. Such a great path. Oh, and it's commercial. We don't need a commercial. Just like the Super Bowl, we don't need it. I didn't watch it. I watched The Weeknd. I liked The Weeknd. And I'm talking about the singer, not Saturday and Sunday. But here we go.
We're groveling, begging, and pleading. No, it's not the Illustrated Kama Sutra featuring Janet Reno. Kama Sutra.
Kama.
I said Kama Sutra.
I'm sorry, it's Kama.
Kama Sutra.
It's Kama Sutra.
Kama Sutra.
Please.
I'm from the Bronx. It's Kama Sutra.
It's a lot of fun, especially like the positions where you can see your own ass.
It's Comic Relief 6, the show where the best comics in the country gather under one roof to raise money for people who do not have a roof right now.
That was so eloquent.
Yeah.
God.
I told you, from the Bronx.
Yeah, I could tell. Thanks, Mom.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, very close. You know, your people are very excitable, but what the hell? We know it's been rough getting out there since the last time we saw you because the mood in the country has changed. But we want you to take a pause in whatever violent act you're committing now and pick up the phone.
Shannon Doherty, this means you.
That is the 90s.
We want you to pick up that phone and call us at the number that's dancing above my waist right now. That's right, 976-PRE. Now. It's over. What happened? Remember that the money you are donating is going directly to homeless people. I have that incredible voice.
Get that
Sunday,
voice.
Sunday, Sunday, fuel-injected vibrator. Sunday.
Unlike the Reagans, the homeless have not gone away. And you know... soon. And you know, these people, you see them on the street every day. Some of them may have been your neighbors, and your kids may go to school with your kids.
Your donation provides doctors, nurses, medicine, a bed for the night, a place free of fear.
So you dig in? phone in. Yes. We take credit cards. We take checks. Please don't send us any guns because we don't have any toys.
Oh, my God. That was recorded in 1994. Billy Crystal, Whoopi, and the late Robin Williams. Robin. Whoopi loved Robin. Everyone loved Robin, but Whoopi loved Robin. And that's the other thing, is that we can call her Whoopi. Just one name. Whoopi Goldberg, that's her stage name. Her real name is Karen Johnson. Okay? And, you know, because people have asked me that, well, what's Whoopi's real name? Karen Johnson. But she goes by Whoopi, you know, on stage. But at home, you know, that's a different story. Born November 13th, 1955. Yep. In New York City. Her mom was a teacher. Her mom loved her. And then her daughter. And, you know, she became a grandmother very young. But we're talking about the career. What an amazing career. What an uplifting person. Who makes you think. Who makes some people angry. But always makes you think. And makes you laugh. And that's why she is essential. Because, you know, you think of black cinema, okay? And she has gone into all forms of the cinema. Where it's a multiracial cast. Where it's an all-black cast. Where it's just her. And she's a trailblazer. A lot of people don't like to give that to her. But I'm giving it to her. She's a trailblazer. So, Whoopi, this is for you. As always, unpleasant dreams. And oh, I gotta say this though. The Valley Girl one. I loved it when she was like, someone said to her, "Are you a Valley Girl?" She's like, "No, I'm a surfer, because before there was the mall, there was the beach." Okay. Good night.